News from Bermondsey by Alex Yates of Southwark News. Bermondsey's now one massive car park. 100 signed petition to open bus lane and end gridlock. Hundreds of fed-up drivers have signed a petition to have the eastbound bus lane on Jamaica Road opened to all during busy periods, as Bermondsey was branded a car park. The petition has been flooded by supporters just days after the closure of Tower Bridge, with demands that the bus lane on the UK's slowest road is opened, as it often sits empty. Supporter Harry Chapman commented on the petition, "Bermondsey is now one massive car park, and this bus lane must be opened for the public to use at all times." Calls for the changes comes as the 122-year-old Tower Bridge shut for essential maintenance work at the beginning of the month, leading to more traffic jams. It has been signed by more than 350 people, with supporter Eddie Walsh saying, "It's stupid that this 24/7 buses only." Danny Marshall, another supporter, said, "Traffic's ridiculous, and Saturday gone, I spent over 2 hours in traffic travelling from Southwark Park Road to Lower Road and back again, a journey that should have taken 10 minutes. Authorities came under fire soon after Tower Bridge closed to traffic last weekend, as Hollywood blockbuster Transformers 5 was being filmed on the road as people were stuck in traffic. One driver, Raymond Shields, took to social media to write a song. "Tower Bridge is closed for now, closed for now, closed for now. Tower Bridge is closed for now and Bermondsey is at a standstill." The bridge is closed to traffic for 3 months and to pedestrians on the weekends of November the 26th, 7th, December the 3rd, 4th and December the 10th, 11th between 8 a.m. and 10 p.m. Throughout the closure, a signed diversion is in place, taking drivers northbound over London Bridge and southbound over Southwark Bridge. 3 London bus routes that use Tower Bridge, 42, 78 and the RV1, are affected, and TfL has put a range of measures in to help minimise disruption, including a free ferry service on the weekends that it's closed to pedestrians to help people cross the river. Drivers won't incur the congestion charge on the signed diversion routes, and all roadworks apart from the emergency ones will be banned in the area throughout the closure. TfL was contacted for comment. To sign the petition, visit www.chn.ge/2DELGGQ.